Well, today we're going to talk FFA. Eric Miller is the Atlantic Ag Ed instructor, the guy in charge of the FFA program here at the Atlantic High School. And Eric, first of all, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time. I know this is a busy week for you.
Yeah, this is National FFA Week. We've got a few activities going on, so it's been a busy day.
It's going to be a busy week for you here, too. I know yesterday, a lot of folks may have seen a line of tractors trailing through town. That's been a long-standing tradition during FFA Week here in Atlantic.
Yeah, we picked a good day for it. The weather was just absolutely perfect yesterday. We had 11 tractors, 11 students that brought tractors into school, and that's it's a really good thing. The kids really enjoy looking forward to this every year.
And sometimes I don't. Some of the kids, I'm sure, go for the biggest, most expensive tractor that's sitting on the farm, but some of them like to go for the unique ones too.
That's true. We had a very large tractor this year. We had a couple of smaller tractors. Students even brought tractors that they begin to work on that they own themselves.
Excellent. Well, let's talk FFA a little bit. Why is FFA still an important part of the high school experience for so many kids?
Well, FFA is not just, it's not the old school like we used to have. We do a lot more than just basic farming, basic agriculture. We do a lot of more hands-on activities. We have more FFA contests, speaking contests. We have other hands-on activities like livestock judging, horse judging, agronomy, floriculture, mechanics. And so it's a lot of different areas for a lot of other people to be able to get a unique experience in high school.
And would people that maybe weren't involved in FFA or haven't been around FFA lately, would they be surprised at some of the things that you're working with kids on? It's not just ag-based items. You talked about speech. It's helping them in that realm. I'm sure there are other issues that they deal with as well during the course of the FFA courses that they're working with.
Yeah, we have a lot of leadership activities. So we're trying to make the kids, when they leave the program, to be better human beings, better citizens of our area. These are the people that are going to be the future leaders in our community. So we try to instill that leadership at the beginning. We also have a lot of different activities that are not just for the farm kids. Mm-hmm. A majority of our students do not live on a farm. Statewide even, 67% of all Iowa FFA members, they live in town. And so we've had to kind of gear our agriculture to those people also. Yes, some of them are going to be farmers. Most of them are not going to be farmers. They're just going to work in an agriculture business or general stuff around their house, landscaping, that basic landscape design that they'll have on their own. And so we've kind of had to tailor our education to activities like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say that a fair chunk of FFA these days consists of life skills?
Yes, definitely. I know the mechanics class I teach and a lot of the FFA contests that we do are all specifically life skills that will help them later on in the future in a lot of different areas, not just your typical agricultural settings.
Okay, should we shock them? What's the percentage of boys to girls in the FFA program in Atlantic?
Right now, Atlantic, the number is about 25% female population, 75% guys. The number's changing, though. If you look at our freshman class, I think we have a majority of our FFA members are female members, and so that number will continue to change. Even in the state of Iowa, right now, I think it's like 52% our female population in the FFA. Most of our ag teachers in the state of Iowa now are female ag teachers, which is kind of a unique thing for the state of Iowa.
Which I suppose in some ways, too, kind of shows the greater issue out there in agriculture is that it is always changing. It's not what you thought it used to be.
No, I've been teaching for 14 years, and it has changed radically in the last 14. If you look back the last 25, the last 30, I mean, it's completely different now than it was then. We've moved away from production agriculture, which is still very important, don't get me wrong, but there's also other areas of agriculture we've moved into, and it's brought a more diverse clientele to our educational setting.
Mm-hmm. Well, much like athletes get a chance to participate in postseason games and tournaments and things, and folks who are involved in band get to participate in competitions and things, in FFA, you get a lot of those types of opportunities as well. There are a lot of chances for these kids to be recognized for the things that they do.
Yeah, we don't just have, basic livestock judging. Yes, we do a lot of livestock judging in this FFA chapter, but we do other things too. We have people going to state band, state chorus. We've had leadership opportunities for some of these kids. We've spent time at the Iowa Capitol building, met with legislators earlier this year. We have floriculture. I mean, just about anything you can think of that's agriculture-related, we're going to do it this year.
Some people, the only real thing they know about FFA is what they see during fair week. That's not really what FFA is all about anymore.
No, the fair is obviously very important for us. It's a very good recruitment tool. It's a very good opportunity for our students to show off their livestock skills. Mm-hmm. But that's just not, that's just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. We do so many more activities, so many more events, that fair week is a great week, but it's not everything.
You bet. Well, I know you've been here a short time at our school. We had Bruce Jonk was here for a very long time. He did a lot of different programs and things too, but with the changing in the guard comes changes in philosophy and some of the different types of things. And as time marches on, we try to do some different activities and things too. I know you've tried to have some fun with some of the activities that go on here in the FFA program. Are the kids lighting up to it?
Yeah, I think so. We've had a lot of people want to participate in some of the different activities. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, the rule is I give the kids the opportunities, here's the options that we can do, and if you want to go, I'll drive. Mm-hmm. You know, so if they come up with something and say, hey, this is kind of a crazy idea, but I, you know, and they can justify it as being a very good leadership exam opportunity or a very good class opportunity, we'll pretty much do it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, even though I've been doing this for a few years, I'm not the only one that's, you know, got all these great ideas. The kids come up with great things. You know, and so we will borrow ideas from other chapters, we'll borrow ideas from other states, and makes kind of an interesting mix of stuff.
Do you like the idea that it is kind of a, I guess you could call it a student-driven organization?
Oh, yeah, it's very student-driven. With our tractor day yesterday, we had our seniors kind of take charge of that. They're the ones that emailed Mrs. McKay. They're the ones that set it all up. Everything, you know, goes through me. We talk about it ahead of time, but they're the ones in charge of this. They're the ones that take the leadership of it. They're the ones to make sure the kids drive the tractors properly and safely. They're the ones that are in charge of our program.
Is that why so many kids are attracted to something like FFA? The fact that they have a say to a certain extent in what might happen? The fact that there's a lot of creativity involved in a program like that?
Well, definitely. It's my job to advise from time to time. I mean, that's what the FFA, part of the FFA advisor's opening ceremony is, and I truly believe that. It's their organization. Whatever they put into it, they'll get out of it. They don't do anything, then we're not going to have as much fun or as much success. But the more they work, the harder they work, the more they put into it, the better our chapter will be.
You bet. And the chapter is one that is continuing to be recognized elsewhere, not just here locally, but I know you've got kids that have won some awards, had a chance to show off a little bit to larger audiences. You've got to be pretty proud of these guys.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely proud of all the hard work they put in so far this year. A lot of it this year has just been kind of testing the waters to see what they know so we can, you know, really start to excel in the future. And our students have done a very good job. A little bit of training, a little coaching here and there, and I think they can do outstanding things in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting to be an important time in agriculture here as the snow continues to melt away and we look forward to spring planting. Does that change your focus in the FFA program at all with the changing of the seasons?
A little bit. We start to focus on some of, like in the horticulture class and the business class, we'll focus on some of the outside activities just because right now it's, you know, with the weather, it's not a great opportunity for that. But in the future, in the spring, a few weeks, we'll be able to be outside more, be able to do some more hands-on activities. And that's really what the kids like, and that's really what the kind of style I like to teach, too.
You bet. Well, we mentioned earlier that yesterday was Tractor Day, where the kids bring their tractors to school, and they do a little parade around town just to remind everybody that, hey, we're involved in agriculture, too, and it's still important. What else you got planned this week?
Well, this week we have Boots, Buckles, and Plaid Day on Wednesday today. Thursday is Red or Green Day, Support Your Tractor Color John Deere Case Day, and Friday is FFA T-shirt Day.
Do the rest of the students here get involved? They get interested in this too as a way to kind of promote the program?
With the Tractor Day, not so much. But as we get farther into the week, you know, I think there'll be more students that show off their colors for their tractors, or we'll see more kids that have FFA shirts that will wear them in the hallways.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see a lot more plaid here. Yes. Real fast too. Do you do much recruiting for a program like that? Do you have to recruit youngsters to be involved?
We're going to spend a little time recruiting in the middle school. That's the base. That's the future. So we've done a couple of hands-on activities with the elementary kids. We were going to carve some pumpkins with the second grade, but bad weather kind of stopped that, and we worked with the kindergartners with a project. We've got a couple of projects coming up in the spring, so we're trying to start younger so we can kind of get to know what FFA and agriculture is in the elementary school, and so when we get to the high school, don't have to recruit as hard.
Yeah.
But we do some basic recruiting. We talk to kids during study hall and say, you know, hey, these are some of the fun things that you can do if you join FFA.
Excellent. And if they join, is the rate pretty good as far as if they join when they're coming into high school? Do they tend to stick with it?
Typically, yeah. We have a lot of freshmen that will start at the beginning. You always lose a few. People get more active in other areas, and we do pick some up that decide, well, maybe this wasn't my thing, and realize, yeah, this is kind of fun. So it's pretty much a wash.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, thanks for sharing with us about some of the activities and things that you guys are doing. And, hey, happy FFA week.
Well, thank you very much.